After being closed for more than a decade, the Island River transport between Sudan and South Sudan has reopened under the directives of President Salva Kiir and the head of Sudan Transitional Sovereign Council, General Abdel Fattah el-Burhan. President Kiir's advisor on security, Tutke Ugaluak, announced the reopening Saturday of the Nile River transport route in Kosti town of Sudan's White Nile State.
The ships are ready to transport foodstuffs and petroleum to South Sudan. I appeal to all patriotic traders from the two countries to take advantage of river transport in the process of transporting goods. We visit the free zones in the White Nile and inspect the customs and clearance producers. We will also transfer the activations of the railway line between the two countries.
The strategic river transport shut down 11 years ago due to the border dispute that culminated into the brief 2012 Igilij War. Gadluak appealed to the South Sudanese and Sudanese traders to make good use of the River Nile transportation now that it is reopened. White Nile State Acting Governor Omar Al-Khalifa Abdallah says the activation of water transportation will improve trade between the neighboring countries.
This step facilitates movement between the two countries. We wish the trade recovery between the two countries through this port and the White Nile. The citizens of both countries benefit from these achievements.
The acting deputy chairperson of the South Sudan Chamber of Commerce, Makwat Majuk, says the reopening will help improve the country's economy, noting transporting commodities from Sudan to South Sudan will be much cheaper than receiving goods from East African countries.
We have some goods coming from North Sudan, like onions, like tura, and others. It's cheaper than coming from East Africa, East Africa countries. Because actually it will help some states, Unity State and ABA and Northern Al-Khazal and Warab State and it will help some they reach in Juba, especially onions and tahniya. Yeah, it will help. Because where there is competition between other countries, the price will go down.
Majuk urges South Sudan officials to ensure that the traders who travel along the Nile are protected so that the transportation is not interrupted again. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Juba.